Vermont is opening up its state parks today, about a month later than originally scheduled. The COVID-19 pandemic forced the delay, and while the state did decide to open up the parks, things will look very different this year. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman went to visit a state park just as they were preparing to open, and he has this report.
I went to visit Camp Plymouth State Park in Ludlow one day before the park was set to open for the COVID-shortened summer season. Park manager Tiffany Sukup had a last-minute list of chores, which included making sure the hand sanitizer in the park's new outhouse was filled.
Oh, it's working! Sweet! Success! And I have a lot of hand sani. Just a gentle squeeze, I would say, is all that's needed. All right.
Hand sanitizer is going to be an important part of making sure that this season is successful here at Camp Plymouth State Park, which has one of the busiest day use beaches in the state. There won't be any boat rentals this year at Camp Plymouth or at any of the other state parks. Sukup says over the past few months, park managers have been debating how to open safely. So you can rent a pavilion, but there aren't any picnic tables. There's some overnight camping, but all of the cottages and cabins in the state park system will remain closed. Playgrounds are fenced off, and that age-old tradition of battling a melting ice cream cone on a hot summer day will not happen this year because there won't be any concession sales in Vermont's parks.
To just look at so many things that we couldn't do this year or that we felt that it was most appropriate to not do them this year, you know, that was a huge sadness. A lot of people have had disappointment, frustration over what we are not going to do, but in the same breath, there's a lot of excitement of what we can do.
This is a really significant undertaking.
Julie Moore is secretary of the Agency of Natural Resources, and she said the past month or so has kept park staff busy.
It's everything we usually do and then some. I don't know that I would say it's twice what we usually do, but it's a notable increase in the steps needed to take to be prepared to welcome folks back to Vermont State Parks.
Moore says the state park system, which has an $11 million budget, usually just about breaks even. But she expects this season will lose money with the loss of boat rentals, cabins, and the extra cleaning and staffing the COVID crisis requires. About 1 million people visited Vermont's 55 parks last year, and Moore says it's not clear just how ready people will be to come out and gather in large groups. But Moore says the state thought it was important to make the campsites, lakes, and forests available to the Vermonters and tourists who need them.
This has been a time of unprecedented challenges, and we know that the ability to get outside and enjoy the outdoors is essential to people's mental as well as physical well-being.
Visitors to the state parks will be asked to wear masks, and at public beaches, staff will try to get groups to stay 6 feet apart. But Sukup, who's the Camp Plymouth manager, says the staff won't require visitors to wear masks, and the main point, she says, is to try to make sure everyone stays safe and has a good time.
It's new to everybody. It's new for us as workers. It's new for guests coming in. So we're going to all try to do our best. We're hopefully everyone, you know, coming forward, we can all just try to have the best attitude together because, you know, living with in these times we're in, it's not something any of us are used to. So, you know, patience, kindness, thoughtfulness, crossing bridges when we need to. We just want to have our best season that we can and welcome everyone who wishes to join us.
The state is opening up about 75% of the overnight camping to control crowds around the bathrooms and showers. And reservations at the most popular campsites have been as busy as usual. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Ludlow.